The Golden Globes came to Hollywood last night, but Hollywood didn't come to the Golden Globes.
This is the scene today. There is not a star to be found. Due to the Writers Guild strike, the Golden Globe ceremony has been canceled.
That's Billy Bush of NBC's Access Hollywood, co-anchoring the show that replaced the show that didn't happen. In the end, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association announced the winners in a news conference. Among them, the movie Atonement took the Best Drama Award, with Daniel Day-Lewis and Julie Christie taking top honors for dramatic acting. The winner for Best Musical Movie, Sweeney Todd, along with its star, Johnny Depp. To get the backstory, we called Morning Edition commentator, writer, and man about Hollywood, John Ridley. Good morning.
Hey, Renee, how are you?
So did you host a Golden Globe press conference watching party at your house last night?
Only a party if you consider my wife and our dog's party environment. Otherwise, we were taking the austerity path along with the rest of Hollywood. We cut back this year.
For those who missed the show, and you could have probably if you blinked, I think it was only about a half an hour long instead of the usual three-some hours. Tell us about the fashion.
There was a considerable lack of fashion this year. Instead of having the Night of a Thousand Stars you normally get with the Golden Globes, it was more like Night of the Four Infotainment Newsreaders. So you had Nancy O'Dell and Billy Bush from Access Hollywood, and that's about it. So Nancy O'Dell looked lovely, and Billy Bush looked functional.
Now, there are estimates that the ripple effect of the cancellation of this award show alone cost the city tens of millions of dollars in all kinds of things. Fashion designers, hairdressers, makeup artists, jewelers, limo drivers, restaurant staff, probably even dermatologists. This could have been a big night for many of them.
It sounds kind of jokey. You talk about the limo driver's hair and makeup, but honestly, that's a lot of what Los Angeles is about. It's entertainment-driven, and these folks are being hit hard. One estimate, almost $80 million, $80 million in 1 week in loss to the city. And by the way, that's no joke. We're facing a major budget shortfall in the billions in California. To lose $80 million to the city and the state, we really can't afford that.
So the Golden Globes have been lost, but what about the ultimate red carpet event? Do you think the writers' strike will be resolved in time for the Oscars to take place next month?
Well, Renee, if you're going to talk about the strike in the interest of disclosure, I have to tell people I've actually distanced myself from the Writers Guild, although I'm a writer. But you have to look at the totality of what's going on here in Hollywood. And I think for all of us out here, even though award shows sometimes are a little over the top, they're a big deal here in Los Angeles. They're a big deal to the artists and artisans, and they're a big deal to the economy. I think a lot of people felt badly about not having this award show this past week, and now that it's gone and we've sort of lost it. And I think looking forward to the Oscars, even if that Writers Guild strike is not resolved, it'll be interesting to see if some of these actors think, you know what, it's more important that the show goes on and that we honor our own than to worry about a strike, which is really starting to damage the economy of Los Angeles.
John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee. It was a pleasure as always.
That's Morning Edition commentator John Ridley, who, as he just said, has publicly broken with the Writers Guild over the strike.